so far, without spoiling it, what has been one of what you would consider, as an expert, one of the scariest fun times that we're going to see for Halloween in October here in Southern California?
Well, here's what I can tell you. You know, there are some very close contenders. There are some very exciting news that our attendees are planning on unveiling at Scarolay. These are news about current haunted attractions and new haunted attractions that Los Angeles hasn't seen yet, as well as some unusual partnerships that are going to be unveiled at Scarolay this August. So the best way to find the answer to that question would really be to come and see us in August. Otherwise, I would definitely be burning some surprises.
Okay, I'll be good, and I won't ask you what the new ones are, but you have got me tempted. Suppose that it is now the weekend of Scarolay. It's August 10th. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. We're walking into the LA Mart. What do we see?
You will see a team of very excited and scary volunteers that we have put together and that has been working day and night to get this event together. First, upon entering into our space, you will certainly take your badge and pass to the registration desk. We want to make sure that we do this as quickly as possible so that everybody can be up to the second floor and enjoying Scarolay Fair very soon. We will be allowing kids under 12 for free. So that first registration area is the place where you need to bring your kids and make sure that we are aware that they're there and give you the safety tips for the experience. Once you pass through the registration, you will be taken up to the second floor, which is 60,000 square feet of Scarolay content and entertainment that we have prepared specifically for that weekend. We will have a show floor of some 75 plus vendors that will be bringing anything from products to demos to the floor. We will have two stages with panels and presentations by haunted attractions and professionals. We will have Dead Right Horror Trivia produced by Fangoria and Shock TV Drop that will be coming on Sunday evening to test attendees and see what they learned during this Saturday and Sunday. And of course, we have four classroom areas and workshop areas that will be full of nonstop classes and demonstrations on how to dress to impress for Halloween, as well as how to design and build your ultimate home haunt. If you want to go pro, we have content for you as well. We have the top professional haunt designers in the industry sharing their knowledge and being approachable for you to ask any questions we have.
What a blast. Can people come in costume to this one?
Oh, absolutely. We hope that they do it coming costume. We've been getting a lot of questions about that, and absolutely. The more you embrace the holiday, the more you will enjoy Scarolay.
From the time that you got the concept of Scarolay, with all of this to put together, what kind of a time commitment are we talking about?
It really doesn't stop. It is a 24/7 workday for us here at Scarolay. We are looking at so many, both programming partners and research that we have to do about what's coming to Los Angeles in the fall. Had many meetings with a wide range of artists, event planners, producers, to find out what they're planning to unleash on Los Angeles in the fall. So it really has been a nonstop thing. I will be honest with you, since November of last year.
So almost a year's worth of work is what we're going to be walking in to see on August 10th.
Yes, absolutely.
What about volunteers? At one point you needed them. Do you still?
We do. We've actually had a tremendous response from the community. We've had many step forward and volunteer for Scarolay. We have a very strong production team that has come together behind us, but also we are going to be seeing about 30 to 60 community members step in during the Scarolay weekend and make sure that they basically give attendees the best experience possible. So these are people just like you who love Halloween and who just stepped in and embraced this concept. One big thing about Scarolay is that it's not an event produced by a huge company or corporation. This really is meant to be a coming together of the community, of home haunters, of enthusiasts, of fans, of professionals, and really allowing them to network, share ideas, and work together to find out really what makes Halloween tick. What is the audience looking for? What can we do to make them enjoy this holiday even better? Because it is the favorite holiday for each and every person on our team.
Do you still need anyone else to volunteer? It sounds like you're set.
I would say, of course, there's a lot of work to go around. So if you are willing and able and you love Halloween, by all means, you can apply directly on our website. And we have a volunteer application in the footer of the page. Just fill that out, insert your resume, tell us a little bit about you and why you love Halloween. And if you are a fit, we'd love to talk to you and have you be a part of Scarolay.
And this says three volunteer shifts are what you're looking for these folks.
We have a minimum commitment of three shifts. We have six total shift that we're trying to staff, which is from Friday with the setup day through 2 days each for the during the events, as well as Sunday, which is probably sometimes the most fun, is tearing everything down. And we are asking everybody to commit to 3 time slots.
How long is the time slot for each volunteer?
Depending on which shift they volunteer, they're about 6 to 7 hours max. And we want to make sure that we give them a chance to enjoy the event as well. So outside of their 3 shifts, each volunteer gets to have to come in and enjoy Carolee and have really enjoy the fruit of their labor.
In preparing this community event that celebrates Halloween and being scared and being adventurous, what would you say is one of the most important things you have learned about putting together a safe, haunting event?
I think the most important thing for me is to really embrace your fears. I think, strangely enough, even putting together an event of this scale, it is a scary enterprise because there's a lot of personal risk involved. There's a lot of unknowns. It's the first year we're doing this. There's a lot of uncertainty when you're reaching out to people and getting them on board and trying to explain to them your vision and make sure that they understand where you're coming from and what you're hoping to accomplish. So there has been, surprisingly to me, an element of fear in the planning itself. But, you know, embracing that and really taking that in the same playful way as you do Halloween, understanding that this is part of growth, this is part of learning, this is part of getting people together, and it's part of the adventure of both enjoying Halloween and creating something bigger and better every season.
That's the scary part.
That's the scary part.
Now, what's the best part?
The best part is really to see the responses we've received from everybody involved in Carolee. When we set off to do this, we aimed high. We really reached out to the best in the industry, people that have 30, 20, 30 years of designing the best haunted attractions in the world, which is Gardner Folk, who is the top, I would say, animatronic designer for the haunted industry. Leonard Pickle, who is the founder of the longest-running haunt entertainment convention in the U.S. John Murdy, who has designed the Universal Hollywood Horror Nights, and so many others. And really to see people, even with that amount of experience in the industry, get excited and embrace a concept like Carolee, it really told us that we were on the right track of bringing something to LA and creating something that is needed and will be appreciated and enjoyed by many.
I did not realize, even though I should have, that it was as large an industry as it is, the industry of scaring people, even with the movies and with all the attractions we have. This could actually be a career for some people, is what I'm seeing from your website.
It absolutely can, and it absolutely is. I have been myself working in the industry for a couple of years, and it took me by surprise, and it's kind of something that I hear often when I talk to professionals that are working in the industry, that they loved Halloween their entire life, and one day something happened, something stirred up an event in their life, and all of a sudden they realized, wait a minute, this could be a career track for me. I could be living in the Halloween industry for my entire week and my entire year and months at a time. So it's something that is absolutely a career opportunity and a career path. Much like other holidays, Halloween is actually currently rivaling Christmas in terms of sales and revenue. So it really is becoming a force to be reckoned with, I think. It is much more enjoyable, I think, than a lot of holidays that require you to meet relatives you may not have seen for years and deal with, you know, relatives coming and staying in your home. Halloween is really the time when you spend time with your nuclear family, you take the kids out, you dress up, you have fun, and you don't worry about necessarily cooking a large meal for 20 people, and you really just enjoy being surrounded by people and being taking a day off from your usual day-to-day life.